My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is about how to be a better listener. We all know people who are just a joy to speak with. When we talk with these people, we leave the conversation energized. We tend to seek out these people again. We want to hang out with them, and we want to do business with them. This podcast is all about being efficient and effective with time, and being the sort of person people seek out tends to be more efficient than constantly asking people to pay attention to you. So why do some people seem like such great conversationalists? What's often going on is that these people are very skilled at listening. Notice I said skilled at listening. Like many things in life, listening is a skill. Just because anyone can listen, just like anyone can write an essay or play the drums, doesn't mean most people do it well. But as with any skill, people can improve if they choose to improve. One of the best ways to improve is to stop doing one little and unfortunately kind of automatic thing. The next time you're having a conversation, notice what your brain is doing while the other person is talking. As the person tells a story, what's on your mind? If you are a normal human being, the odds are good that you are thinking of a story to tell that matches or perhaps tops the other person's story. There are lots of reasons we do this. One is that in all conversations, we tend to seek common ground. If we discover similarities with our conversation partners, then we don't need to be threats to each other, which is a good thing. So our brains automatically search for similarities. But there's also a little bit of competition going on too. We want the other person to acknowledge us, to pay attention to us. We want a certain amount of the conversation time centered on us because, of course, we all find ourselves fascinating. It makes complete sense, but here's why it's a problem. As your brain seeks out a story to match or top the other person's, you aren't paying attention to what he or she is saying. You miss details, you miss nuance, and you miss opportunity. Because if someone is telling you something difficult, like she's really concerned about a sick friend, she actually doesn't want to hear that you once had a friend who was sick too. You strengthen the relationship by validating her feelings and supporting her. Everyone likes to feel heard. So if you want to be a better listener, commit to quitting the wait until you hear what happened to me habit. While the other person is talking, don't hunt through your memory for a similar story. Don't be watching for the person to take a breath so you can launch into your tale. Instead, I like the suggestion I've heard from a great many good listeners, a phrase that is actually the title of a new book by Kelly Corrigan on the most potent things we say to each other. Try saying, "Tell me more." Then the person can indeed tell you more if they'd like to. Or you can try something else that's equally validating, like, "That must have been so stressful," or "Tell me how you solved that problem." You can repeat back something the person said or even ask something very specific to their story, giving them the option to elaborate in the form of a question. "Oh, you always have such adventures. When you lost your passport on your honeymoon, what did you have to change about your trip?" Most likely, the person will be thrilled to continue with her story. You might learn something fascinating. You might learn something useful. And most likely, eventually your conversation partner will ask you something, and then you can tell any story you want. You'll still get a chance to talk about yourself, but with the added benefit that the other person now thinks you're a wonderful listener, rather than someone who just wants to talk about herself, just like all of us want to talk about ourselves. You will have actually listened to what the person was saying, rather than spending time racking your memory for similar stories. And if the other person never gets around to asking you about yourself, well, it could happen. But so what? You now know this about the person, and you can go judge for yourself whether it's worth pursuing a relationship. But that has nothing to do with whether you got to tell your story 3 minutes earlier in the conversation or not. So today, when you're talking with someone, try listening without dreaming up the next story you'll tell. See what happens. You might be surprised where the conversation leads. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.